It's a great joy to greet you all again in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you who have come from near and far, and also those who are joining us online right now by the internet. We greet you all very warmly in Jesus' holy name, and we wish you God's blessing. Also, in this new year, it's the first meeting, and we trust the Lord that He will bless us richly from His fullness, from His grace. Feel at home. We have heard already the wonderful song, Psalms 19, verse 2. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament His handiwork. Yes, all the heavens declare what the Lord has done. How much more are we owing the Lord to testify of Him, of what He has done for us, great things. Also, we would like to praise His name now by singing song number 33 from these little booklets. When we walk in the Lord, number 33. Amen. Let us sing also the well-known song 35. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. 35. Thank you. Oh, the grace of God is so wonderful. We may experience it every day anew. And also tonight, we are by His grace at this place, gathered to hear what the Lord will speak to us. Now let us read a word from 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Here David said that the Levites and the servants should praise and honor the Lord. We read 1 Chronicles chapter 16 from verse 8. And I ask that we stand up for it. Brother Alfred, please come then and pray with us. Verse 8. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Remember His marvelous works that He has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Then I would like to read the verse 23, from verse 23. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. Up to here, this precious word of God. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening, for this service, in this new year. We thank you for all the blessings which you have given to us at this place. For this we glorify your holy name also tonight. We bring you the praise of our lips, which praise your wonderful name, for great things you have done also in us. For this we thank you also tonight. And we invite you, Lord, tonight, please come with your glory, come with your power in our midst, and reveal thyself as the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we look unto you tonight. We ask you, speak through your word to our hearts. We believe that you have prepared the table richly for us. Also, Lord, give us all grace tonight and give us the faith to eat of it and to have a new experience with you and to be equipped with the power of your resurrection. We praise your wonderful name and we trust you and we believe you also tonight as we have sung. Trust and believe. Your name be praised. Come to your right tonight. Go through our midst. If somebody is sick, Lord, then please heal him. Touch him. And if one is bound, then deliver him tonight. For you are present with your power. We thank you for everything. Bless, lead our brother through the anointing of your Holy Spirit so that he preaches your word and so that we receive it as that what it actually is, namely as the word of God revealed. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Let us sing, Only Believe, Only Believe. Seated. Also, I would like to welcome all of you in the precious name of our Lord. Feel at home, and may this be a day which goes into the plan of salvation and which goes into our lives, so that it becomes a day which the Lord has made for us. For us, tonight, He made it. I will be brief tonight with the greetings which were given to us. I would like to have called the choir, but today we will watch a part of the film of Brother Branham, The Deep Calleth the Deep. We had it in our hearts, so that all, especially all the newcomers, they should be acquainted, those who are not yet acquainted with it, with the ministry, that they get a brief insight and understanding in what kind of way the Lord has used our beloved Brother Branham. Today we have visit from France in our midst for the first time. May God bless you. We have visit from Kentucky, USA. You all know Kentucky is that state in which Brother Branham was born. And the brothers are inviting me to come to preach the word of the Lord. Then we have greetings from Kolwezi, from Bujimai, from Kinshasa, from Abidjan, from Burkina Faso, from Zambia, from Brother Etienne Genton, from Brother Graf, from Winnipeg, Canada, from Ottawa, then from Brother Solomon, from Dublin, and from Brother Ondrashek, from Slovakia, and then from Port Elizabeth, South Africa. Brother Ngonga is also greeting all in a special way. He gave a short report what has taken place in the last year, that 21,000 brochures were printed and were distributed in various denominations. Then we have greetings from Brother Ellis from Edmonton, greetings from Libreville, Gabon, greetings from Brother Nyagi from Nairobi, greetings from Brother Hervé, greetings from Point Moire, greetings from Brother Elisha, from Brother Joseph, and once again greetings from Abidjan. Yes, this is not all. Then from Brother Saidov, Uzbekistan, Ukraine, Donetsk, then from Shodi Vodi, then from Grodno. We are just joined with many in the Lord. Then from Brother Oleg, from Portugal, with all his own who are gathered there. Once again, greetings from Cabinda, Angola. Greetings from Amazona, and then from Sao Paulo, and from all of Brazil. Then greetings from Brother Bautista. Greetings from Abidjan. Greetings from Marseille. Greetings from the elders, and also from Brother Motika from Johannesburg. Greetings from Brother Funda. Greetings from Kolwezi. Greetings from Brother Kulumba. And from Brother Benoit, then greetings from Brother Benjamin, greetings from Palermo, greetings From Brother Jeremy, greetings from Madagascar, once again from Canada, and from Nigeria, and from Brother Kobenga, and then from Denver, Colorado, greetings from the DRC, greetings from Chicago, greetings from Uganda, greetings from Bucharest, greetings from Johannesburg, greetings from Ottawa, greetings from Cape Town, greetings from Brother Francis David, greetings from Chumba, greetings from Daniel Smith, Cape Town, greetings from New Delhi, greetings from Charles, and altogether from West Africa. Dr. Lotika is sending greetings. And Pietro from Rome is sending special greetings. They have a nice meeting there, a little meeting. And from the Philippines, once again from Ottawa, and once again Philemon, South Africa, Columba, Goma, Congo, once again Winnipeg, Canada, once again DRC, and Frederico from Angola, and Brother Niame, once again Brother Bruce from Cape Town, Brother Chauffeur from Kigali, and one greeting from Burundi, and one salutation from the capital from the Ivory Coast, very difficult to pronounce, Yamoussoukro. Yes, then special greetings from Finland, from Brother and Sister Holviti, and all our brothers and sisters there. Greetings from Brother Grazian from Ashdod. We will see whether we will have an Israel trip to Israel in May. And Brother and Sister Anderson from Auckland, New Zealand, they are also sending greetings. There it is now, 5 minutes before 8 in the morning. Yes, 5 minutes before 8 in the morning. To the Lord God be the thanks for all the brothers and sisters with whom we are joined in the Lord. And we are really grateful, grateful with all our hearts that we recognized the time and the hour. We are not placing ourselves above others, but we may say in the days of the Reformation, there were also men and people who recognized that God was doing something. There was not only a Martin Luther or a Zwingli or a Calvin. There were people who received the message and believed the message which these men brought. There was a John Smith in the Baptist revival. There was a Menosimos for the Mennonites, a William Booth for the Salvation Army. There were men of God in the course of the centuries which are now behind us. A Charles Price, a Wigglesworth, men whom God used at their time and who have left traces of blessings. And now God, in our time, He fulfilled a special promise which is already written in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament it was fulfilled, that really a prophet as the man of God Elijah would come on the scene to turn the faith of the children of God back to the fathers, back to the original foundation which was laid. And there we were brought back to. And also this must be said, Only if a true sending takes place, then there is a special responsibility connected with God, which no man can imagine. We are coming back to the word now, which we just read. But this must be said here now very clearly, what Paul has written in 1 Timothy, in chapter 1, namely in verse 1 and also in verse 12. Please listen closely. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. A divine commission in connection not only with a local church in which the ministries were given by God, but a commission which is in connection with a divine plan of salvation. And now, verse 12 is actually the seal which belongs to verse 1. First Timothy 1, verse 12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. As he was putting me into his ministry. The ministries were given by God, and God has set into the church apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. But when it is about the divine plan of salvation, like for instance with John the Baptist, he was a man sent from God, and by his ministry was of course fulfilled what was written in Isaiah 40 verse 3 and also in Malachi 3 verse 1. And therefore it is written, a man sent from God with the message of God addressed to the people of God, to prepare the way for the Lord. So, not in my ministry, but counted me faithful, putting me into his ministry, in the German Bible, into his ministry. So, a divine foreordination. We all understood, and we know that Brother Branham was told or has seen seven visions in 1933, among others, that he was shown a car. There was no steering wheel in that car. It was just driving automatically. And if one reads it up in the internet, Google it up in the internet, finding out this car is here in California. It's driving on the streets in California. Why do I mention this? Because Brother Branham was a man sent from God. And also this we have to say now. When the commission was addressed to him, then of course he was told on the 7th of May 1946, he was told, as Moses were given two signs, so you are given two signs. With his left hand, he should take the right hand of the patient. He should turn it above, like on top, so that the patient would see his hand. And when the brother or the sister would have a cancer or a tumor or something, then it appeared on the hand of Brother Branham. And the angel of the Lord told him he should tell the patient not to close the eyes. But in the moment where God would answer the prayer and when the healing takes place, then it will disappear from his hand. And this has happened thousands of times. People were seeing it and were hearing it. A special witness couple was the couple Gordon Lindsay. I spoke to them personally in the years 47, 48, 49. They were in the meetings of Brother Branham and they were witnessing this special gift. And they were eye and ear witnesses. But now the main thing. Our attention should be really drawn upon that what God has to say to us in our time. And you all know the three scriptures which we mentioned many times. Hebrews 9, verse 28. Namely, those who wait for him. Those who wait for him. And the next scripture, 2 Timothy 4, verse 8. Those who love his appearing. And then the third scripture, Matthew 25, verse 10. Those who were ready, they went in to the marriage supper. And the door was closed. Why do we come to this place from near and far, from more than 1,000 kilometers, traveling 1,300 kilometers, just to experience a meeting or to have a new experience with God? These are preparation hours, a service in which God comes to his right with us. To me, it's really upon my heart, and I must say, our brother was surely led by the Spirit to read the word from 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And whoever reads chapter 15, 1 Chronicles 15, and then reads on in chapter 16, he will find out that it was about the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of the Covenant, in which the Word of God was, the law, with everything what God had to say. Therein it was laid. And whether you believe it or not, today I brought with me the picture with the Ark of the Covenant. I brought it with me. And our brother didn't know it, that I would refer to this word and to this subject. And do you know what happened? You see the two cherubims above the Ark of the Covenant, and the voice of God came from top, between the two cherubims. There came the voice of God. I will tell you the scriptures. So, we know that God has a plan of salvation, but that he doesn't speak in the outer court. He's in the Holy of Holies. There was the lampstand, and the showbreads were there. But the Ark of the Covenant, there where the blood was applied, above this, there were the wings of the cherubims, and the voice of the Lord came forth from them. You can read it. I give you the verses from 1 Chronicles 15. 1 Chronicles 15, verse 15. 1 Chronicles 15, verse 15.
So dann hoben die Leviten die Lade Gottes so, wie Mose es nach dem Befehl.
And the children of the Levites bear the ark of God upon their shoulders, with the staves thereon, as Moses commanded, according to the word of the Lord. Here you have it. Here you have it once again. The Ark of the Covenant. Here the staves on both sides. The two poles. Here the lid. The lid which was put with blood on. And in the Ark of the Covenant was the Word of God. A covenant was made. God was reconciled with mankind. In the Old Testament, it were symbols, shadows, examples. In the New Testament, it became divine reality. And this lid, this cover was sprinkled with blood. And therefore, grace was given to us. You just need to read it up in Galatians. And especially in Hebrews chapter 9, how Paul really set forth everything from the Old Testament, from the Holy of Holies, from the sanctuary, even from the outer court, between the Holy of Holies and between the Holy of Holies. Now, quickly, the two verses. Verse 25. From 1 Chronicles 15, 25, here it's written. So David and the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands went to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy.
Then,
verse 28. Thus all Israel brought up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord with shouting and with sound of the cornet and with trumpets and with cymbals, making a noise with psalteries and harps. And then comes chapter 16. Brothers and sisters, today, for me and probably for all of us, it's a special day. I look back to that what has happened in the past 49 years. On the 24th of December, it were 49 years since the Lord has taken Brother Branham home. And you all know how difficult it is for me. And I know, because I know, not all like it. If one mentions experiences, whether they have a meaning for you, I don't know. But experiences which we make with God have firstly a meaning for you personally. Firstly, for you personally. Also, when Paul spoke of his experience on the way of Damascus, what had others of it? He was called. He was spoken to. He was addressed. For him, this had such a meaning. For the others, I don't know. Except they had part in his ministry. Now, if I just mention this again, and I really, on the 24th of December, I've seen Brother Branham, 1965. I've seen him in a suit, going up on a cloud. How he was taken up. And I said in this vision, but you are not the Son of Man. Why do I see you on that cloud? I had no idea that this was the moment when he was called home. And if I just mention this, brothers and sisters, 49 years have passed. And we have the great privilege, to carry the word of the Lord into all the world. And not only that we referred to it, that the message would forerun the second coming of Christ, we truly based everything biblically. We didn't follow cunningly devised fables. We didn't run after interpretations. But we preached the true word of God by His grace. Now, if it would just please God that no one would know, we are in great expectation, yes, but the 50th year could be a year of Jubilee. God knows the time. We don't set dates, but let me read it, what happened in the year of Jubilee. From Leviticus 25. Leviticus 25. Here it says from verse 9. Leviticus 25 from verse 9. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the Day of Atonement. On the Day of Atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Very tremendous. And whoever reads it up, in the year of Jubilee, it was not sown anymore. There was just a harvest. Then verse 13, in the year of Jubilee, ye shall return every man unto his possession. That what was given to us at the beginning by God must and will be given back to us. We know before the return of the Lord, it must and it will take place. Because this is the main thought, that God would restore all things. And as we've said, the special gift was just a confirmation of God, of the message which was brought. But our attention should be drawn unto the message of the Lord. And as we said it many times, by the proclamation, we must succeed to connect and join the people with God, so that we are just joined with Him, Yesterday, we had a conversation with some brothers, with some of the Henrik brothers. He made a great statement. No one of them who have written books is present when his books are read. When we read of Goethe, he's no more. If you read Schiller, he's not here anymore. If you read Shakespeare, he's not here anymore. But whoever reads the Word of God has the assurance that the Lord is present, that He is in His Word, and that He speaks to us. This is the big, big difference, the vast difference. And so we are grateful that the Lord has made the Word alive. It's not a dead letter about which we would discuss, but it's a living, a revealed, holy Word of God. May the Lord bless this year and use this year really so that we come closer to Him, so that by His Word, which is addressed to us, so that everything can take place under the moving of the Holy Spirit. Whatever God has promised in His Word. I've noted it down. It was 1976 when Abraham Lincoln has noticed something which was tearing, which tore his heart. He was seeing that a man who came from Africa with his family, a man was brought with his family, and how the man, and how this man was taken out of his family and was given to a certain man, and then he had to say goodbye to his family. And then Abraham Lincoln said, this must have an end. From now on, whether they are white or black, whatever they are, from now on, I preach liberty. I proclaim liberty. And he was reading this text, verse 9 and 10. He was reading this text, and he let the liberty clock sound. Liberty for all the inhabitants of the country. Brothers and sisters, when we go back to Luke 4, there the Lord proclaimed liberty and the acceptable year of the Lord. And this is really a great message, which was not only with words, but which has happened by deed, in the deed. Here, Luke chapter 4, we read from verse 17. Luke 4, from verse 17. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. May God really give it, so that this year becomes for all of us a very special year. And I tell you what is necessary to it. And this we find in verse 21 and 22. Luke 4, verse 21 and 22. And he began to say unto them This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. This is the tremendous. In Isaiah, it was written. But here, it came to fulfillment. God is watching over his word. And when the time comes, then is being fulfilled what he promised. Today, this day, is this scripture. Isaiah prophesied more than 700 years before that. But today, this word has been fulfilled with you and among you. And now comes something very special. Brothers and sisters, listen closely now. Verse 22. There's written something very special. And all bear him witness. All agreed. How is it tonight? And all agreed with him. Upon all came the Spirit of God. All had the revelation. All agreed with him that here the scripture has come to fulfillment. I ask you, in the name of the Lord, agree to every word of God. Say yes and amen to every word of God. Why is it written here? So that we take it to heart. And all who heard it agreed, bear witness, and wondered and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. How is it with us? In the moment where we agree with him, then we marvel about the words of grace, the revelation which God has given to us by God. So, and all agreed with him. I say it once again. This is our stand. All of us, we agree with the Lord and agree with his word, and we know that the promises which God has given are coming to fulfillment. And therefore, brothers and sisters, it must be said, our Lord spoke the word today, this day. It's not about yesterday. It's about today. It's about the word which God has given to us for our time. And I really believe that all of us, we have an inner agreement to that, what God promised and what he's doing in our time. And to this belongs also the prophecy of the prophet Malachi, that the Lord would send a man like Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, in which the heavens burst with fire. Only he who agrees with the Lord and his word, to him it will be revealed. Whoever does not agree, to him it will not be revealed. And to him one can say, with you it's not right. Whoever does not agree with God, with him it's not right. With him it cannot be right. If you are right in your heart, then you will agree with God and his word, and you will say yes and amen to it. Then from Exodus 25, where the Lord has given the instruction what should be done. Exodus 25. Here we read from verse 16. Exodus 25 from verse 16. And thou shalt put into the ark the testimony which I shall give thee. And thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half shall it be the length thereof, and a cubit and a half the breadth of thereof. Shall I read on? It's very powerful that God has given precise instructions, and all who had to carry out the instructions, he has given the grace to make it, even the golden lampstand. You must imagine, there's a lump of gold, a lump, and it's not taken into pieces. Do we have a 7 gold lampstand? Here's one lump of gold, and out of this lump is manufactured a 7 gold, a 7-folded lampstand. Just try it, try it. Who is a handyman? Who is a handyman? Has he made a profession? Did he know how to do it? But when God gives a commission, then he gives the grace that it can be carried out. And so it was at that time. And so it remains until today. Then verse 16 we read. Perhaps verse 19. And make one cherub on the one end and the other cherub on the other end, even of the mercy seat shall ye make the cherubim on the two ends thereof. And now comes the powerful. Also this out of one lump. Out of one lump. And God has given the grace to it. But now comes the main thing. You can read it up yourself. In verse 21. And thou shalt put the mercy seat, the cover, above upon the ark. And in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee. Not somewhere else. And I, and there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim which are upon the ark of the testimony of all things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel. Here we have the divine order, the offering of the blood. The high priest, once in a year, he entered the Holy of Holies with the blood to place the blood there. And our Redeemer, one single time, he went with his own blood into the Holy of Holies. And he laid it upon the mercy seat. And the Lord speaks from there to his people, namely to the blood-bought flock. Before that, the sacrifice, and then the revelation, and then the voice. And so it is with us. And this we must also proclaim and preach. We must make our experiences with God. We cannot just go enter the outer court and the sanctuary without having experienced what God has given to us by His grace. And as He with Moses, God ordained exactly from where He would speak. Let us say it openly here. Who was it who spoke to Brother Branham from the supernatural light? Who was it? I noted it down. 1,615 times He could say to the people in the prayer line, "Thus saith the Lord." And every time, it was just as the Lord showed it, and as it was spoken out. It's just so powerful. That God has given us grace in this time of confusion to see and recognize the divine plan of salvation in our time and to have part in that what God is doing right now. Also, this I noted down here. It was on the 24th of July 1960 when Brother Branham spoke about it, that God keeps His word. And he was led by the Spirit when he should speak about Genesis 18, that the Lord was standing with His back turned to the tent. And then He turned His back to the meeting, to the assembly, and God revealed to him exactly who is sitting where, how he is dressed, and what the person has, without seeing this person with his own eyes. Just to say, so that you know that here the same is repeating what happened then at the time of Abraham. And then in the ministry of our Lord also took place. We said it here recently. What good is it if one speaks of it? It will be in the days of the Son of Man as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. What happened before the two angels went on to Sodom and when they came there at evening? What happened before that? Before that, the Lord visited Abraham. And also this, Brother Branham emphasized. He said, those around Abraham were not in Sodom at all. They were outside of Sodom. They were outside. And them the Lord visited. And to them he revealed himself. And then he said, how can I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? And then the two angels went on to Sodom. And the Lord went up again to heaven. And Abraham returned back. Why do I mention this? Because God has given us the grace not only to mention Brother Branham, but that what God has done in a supernatural way, to emphasize it. No man could do this. This only the Spirit of God could do and work, which came upon him. Just the same as our Lord and Savior could say, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Only when the Spirit of God rests upon a man, then happens that what God has commanded him. And brothers and sisters, also we must be serious, just as we read. And all who listened to him, they agreed. Do you agree with him? Could God reveal it to you? The Ark of the Covenant is open. The Word was revealed. The seven seals were opened. What could God do more than what He did already? And also here, I'm so grateful to my Lord that just a few weeks before that, I was together with Brother Branham. And me, the least, the poorest of all, he was asking me to preach in his stead in Los Angeles. Just think of it. Here, a man from Germany comes. And God showed it to Brother Branham. And then he had so much trust in me that he was asking me to fly to Los Angeles and to preach there in his stead. Demos Shikharin arranged the meeting in Clifton's cafeteria. I was never before in Los Angeles. I just say it because God has given grace to be acquainted with this ministry of this man of God who was sent in our time, to have been an eye and ear witness. And the Lord God has given me the grace. There were many eyewitnesses, many ear witnesses. And what did they do? They made their own judgment, because thus it is written. From your words you will be justified, and from your words you will be judged. Let us summarize, brothers and sisters, what we are saying today. God calls us. God calls us out from all peoples, tongues and nations. He separates us so that we do not touch anymore any unclean thing, that we by the blood of the Lamb are washed from all our sins, that we receive our Lord and Savior, because thus it is written in Exodus 12, when I see the blood, then I will pass over you. And our Lord, with his own blood, he entered the Holy of Holies. Now there's now no more condemnation with them who are in Christ Jesus, justified by grace, by faith, in the finished work of redemption. And then the second step, believing every word of God, to have an inner agreement to it, and to know that's how God said it, and that's how it is, and that's how it will be. And then we will be part of them who love his appearing, because we have been prepared to it, because this is such a living hope in us that we can cry out, come soon, Lord Jesus. So that these three things are coming to fulfillment: loving his appearing, waiting for his appearing, and then being part of it when he returns. Also this, we said here many times at this place, I say it in the name of the Lord, that all who now really believe that God makes history and that the promises which he has given have found fulfillment and are finding fulfillment, he will have part in that what God will do in the completion. And then we together will be raptured. Just so wonderful. Now the word which you just read, who has appointed me into his ministry, who has commissioned me, who has commanded me. So, as Paul could say it at that time, so Brother Branham could also say it. He described the angel of the Lord from head to toe. He was barefooted, just describing him perfectly when the angel came to him. And he said, I have come from the presence of the Almighty God. I've been sent to you to give you the commission. And therefore we are grateful that we may live now, and that God is taking himself so much time. Be honest, if the Lord would have come 40 years ago, many of us would not be part of it. If it would have come 20 years ago, many of us would not be part of it. The Lord will come at the right time. And when the last one is called, then it will happen that the trump of God shall sound and will be with the Lord. Please, bear these words in your heart. God has pardoned us. I've said it last Sunday in Zurich. Paul started every letter with grace, and he also ended every letter with grace. And of the grace we read in the last two verses of the Bible, in Revelation 22, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you all. Grace and again grace. We have received grace. No one deserved it. Everything is grace. And once again, grace. Grace that we may believe. Grace that we may see. Grace that we may recognize. When you see all these things coming to pass, then you know that the time is at hand. To our God be the glory, be the praise and the adoration. Please believe every word, receive it and accept it. And then it will be revealed to you by the Spirit of God. And finally, all of the church will be equipped with all the gifts and ministries which the Lord had placed into the church at the beginning. We are in great expectation, and we thank the Lord that He is watching over His word, and He will fulfill everything, whatever He promised. To our God be the praise and the adoration with all our hearts throughout all eternity. Amen. Now, we will just sing Only Believe, Only Believe, and then the brothers will take care that we will see a I would like to ask you something. If this is the truth what I said, then God is obligated to fulfill it. And then He will bring to pass what He promised. And when He does it, then all you who have not yet accepted Jesus Christ, you will do it. He He will have mercy on you. When you say, Lord, I believe, I want that you heal me tonight. He will do it. We just left Africa. I will return again to Africa, Palestine and Germany to fulfill our commission. In Durban, South Africa, ...30,000 accepted the Lord Jesus as his personal Savior. I believe that we take God's word. I went to some countries. And I trust to God with all my heart that there will be many, many here tonight who will find Christ the same to their hearts. May the Lord Jesus of Nazareth bless each one, is my prayer. No man seeks God at any time. God seeks man. Never did a man seek God in all the world. God's seeking man. When man first fell in the Garden of Eden, it showed the strain of man. Man hid. God was hunting man. Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father draws him. He has to be drawn of the Father first. And then I would like to explain something to you. Seeing a vision. How many people in here ever dreamed a dream? Let's see your hands. Why? I guess 2/3 of you. There's true that many people doesn't dream. That's your subconscious. We are taught, here's your first conscience and here's your subconscious. Now this subconscious is what I'm trying by the Holy Spirit to work on. The first conscience. I might ask this man here or any man along here, some of them, do you believe? Oh, yes, sir. You believe it here. You believe? But what about his man down there? He's the one that runs the ship, not the man in the powerhouse. It's the man in the engine room that runs the ship. Sometimes when you go to sleep, you go into this subconsciousness and you dream. And you dream of things you did when you were. Then when you wake up, you remember things that you dreamed. You people that dream dreams, many years ago you dreamed them. You still remember them. Well, there was some part of you somewhere. Isn't that right? Or you wouldn't be remembered. Something that you dreamed many years ago. Now that the man who sleeps sound, his subconscious is way back. It never get to him. But a seer, his subconsciousness is not back there. Neither is he there. It's right here. He doesn't go to sleep. God gave the man the man. If I would say dream a dream, you couldn't do it. But if one prophesies and reveals the secrets of the heart, won't they fall down and say, truly God is with you? Is that right? Is that the gospel? Well, isn't that Jesus Christ yesterday? Isn't he today? You can believe him by speaking with tongues. You can believe by the Holy Spirit. But I believe him in the full measure that he is. The same Lord Jesus. He is not dead. He rose from the dead. And he is tonight here. He is on the platform now. May he bless you and help us. I've never been in this country before, and as far as I know, there's not a living soul that I can see before me that I know. Very few here on the platform. Yes, Brother Booth, I remember him. I've seen the man there next to him. I don't remember his name. And I know Brother Lindsay. Maybe there are 3 or 4 ministers sitting there that I know in the building. But God knows all of you. Is that true? He knows all of you. Now, this lady is standing here. God in heaven knows I never seen this woman in my life, as I know of. Are we strangers, lady? We are perfect strangers. But Jesus, speaking to her a little while, he found just where where her trouble was. Is that right? Well, now, Jesus... The world sees me no more, yet you shall see me. I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Now, that's the gospel truth. You might not have read it that way or thought it of it that way, but that's the way it's written in the Bible. Your theology might have bypassed it somewhere, but that's the way it's written in the Bible. I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Now, you know I'm waiting for something. That is true. It's the angel of the Lord. That's true. I'm just as helpless as I could be, just like any of the rest of you. And here, I'm here perhaps with critics sitting there. How many of you ever seen his picture? Note of my meetings... The scientific world taking the picture of the great light. Thousands of copies have been made of this picture. The Douglas Studio in Houston, Texas has it. Dr. George J. Lacey, one of the best in the research in America, taken it, examined it. It is true. There was no double exposure or something. Now, I'm waiting for him. May God forgive me if I said something which I should not have said. May the organist play the song Only Believe, Only Believe, very slowly. You don't have to bow your heads unless you are asked. Now, in the prayer line. Let's come to you. If he rebukes you, it will be the truth. Whatever he says to you, please do it. It's not me, it's him. Make the things right. The first thing you can do before you can find a cure, you got to find the cause before you can find the cure. If you go to a doctor sick and upset and he gives you an aspirin, he's not a good doctor. He's trying to get rid of you. If he's a good doctor, he will diagnose the case till he finds the trouble. That's the same with the spirit. If there's unconfessed sin or something, the demon would remain. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every person in here under my control for God's glory. Now, I want to talk to you a minute, my sister. You are conscious that something's going on. Of course, it just now happened. Now, if that is true... I'm a stranger to you. I have never seen you in my life. Now, if Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever... If I have truly witnessed that to the people and declared to be the truth, and he's the same, then he will reveal to me something to you that would help you to believe. If you, I don't know what you have, but he does. Now, if God will permit me that, would you accept your healing or whatever it is, you want finance or whatever it might be, or domestic troubles? Whatever it might be, whatever it is, he will know it and he will be able to let me know. Is that right? And that would make him the same as he talked to the woman at the well. Now, I'm only talking to you like he did to contact your spirit. And I see you moving from me. You had a great crash, an accident, and it was a car accident. You were thrown into the air like that and it strained somewhere in your neck. It caused a cancer to come into your neck, and you are some sort of a teach in the scripture. You teach in the scripture and you believe that Jesus Christ makes you well, Father God. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, on the authority of God's word, by a dying woman, I ask this evil thing to leave her. Satan, you are exposed. Come out of that woman, as the Church of the Living God calls for you to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Sister, just a moment. I want to talk to you. Because you know it's gone now. It will stay that way. See how your throat? It's all gone from here. The goiter has left her throat. God bless you. Go on your road now and be thankful, happy and rejoicing. You may go. Now have faith in the Lord Jesus. While they were thinking on these things, they were in one accord. Remember, Jesus, the same yesterday, today and forever. He is the same today. Now have faith. Watch this way, audience, and believe with all your heart and give me your undivided attention. Be in prayer. Keep faith in God. Is this the patient? Come near, sister. Come near. Of course. That won't hurt you now. That won't hurt you. That's just his presence. See? That you are conscience of. I'm your brother. This is not psychology. I felt that this is coming from the audience. It is not. It's Almighty God. See? It's not psychology. No, it is not. Don't do that. Just think it to be the Lord Jesus in one accord. I want to speak to you. We are strangers, I suppose. But Jesus Christ knows the both of us. And this is our first time meeting on earth. But he knows you. And he's fed you all your life. And he knows me. And if I, your brother, and by his grace, by a divine gift that I had nothing to do with it, when I was born a little baby, the first thing I can remember was a vision. Now, I want you to look this way just for a moment. Of course, you are sick and you are suffering. There's a dark spirit around you. It's death. It's the form of a cancer. The cancer is located on your breast. Seeing you were examined by some strong doctor and you've got a rupture condition and the rupture is in the bowels and you have a stomach trouble also, a severe heart trouble that caused you fainting. Here a few days ago, you was sitting sideways on the side of a bed and nearly passed out, looking towards your window. Are those things the truth? All true. Well, whatever it was, it's gone from you now. What do you think that was it who that knows your life? Was it Jesus Christ? You accepted to be that? Thank you. You are willing. You know that something supernatural is here. If you believe it to be the Lord Jesus, as I have preached it out of the word, and you believe it to be the Lord Jesus, I know there's a dark spirit. I see it hanging at you. It's something very serious. Your name is Eva. And your last name is York. And you live in this city. And your house number is 613 in the 6th street. Is that right? You are going home to be well. In the name of Jesus Christ, you may go home and be made well. God bless you. Go rejoicing and be happy. Just have faith. Don't doubt. The scripture has said, go and sin no more unless a worse thing comes upon you. Sin is unbelief. Sin is not drinking, smoking, gambling. That's attributes of sin. You do that because you believe not. Jesus said, go and sin or disbelieve no more, or worse things will come upon you. Have faith in God. Believe Him with all your heart. I see that light following that woman yet. If that's her that's just left, it's hanging by a colored person there. Yes, the lady there with a gallbladder and the rupture. You believe the Lord Jesus make you well, lady? Sitting there with that white thing around your neck? If you believe it with all your heart, you may rise up and claim your healing and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Have faith in God. You have a rupture, don't you, sir? Sitting out there, isn't that right? You were sitting there praying, Lord, have that man speak to me. Is that right? If that's right, raise up your hand. Stand up on your feet. Your faith has healed you. Go, brother, go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. You need to have faith. You don't have to be on the platform. You must believe Him with all your heart, and God will bring it to pass. Is this the patient? Excuse me, sir. Do you believe with all your heart? You do? Now, you are just a bit excited because of the presence of His being standing here. And I believe you are from out of town. You come from the capital too, Richmond, Virginia. You have a cancer. It's on the inside of your mouth, on your jaw. Is that right? You want to go home and be made well? Accept Jesus as your healer. And in the name of Jesus Christ, may it leave the man. God bless you, sir. Go believing. Have faith. I know now that seeing you are becoming a young-looking person, much younger than what you are in my presence. You are suffering with some sort of a headache. And it's come many years ago. About 25 years ago, your headaches started, and it's been bothering you ever since. You have been a great believer, and you have prayed for this hour that's standing here now. You have said in prayer to God that if you could only get to me, that if I would pray, that your headaches would cease. Those things true? That is true. Now, that wasn't me, that was just my voice. Whatever it was something. I remember seeing a young person or something. It was just the way as it was said. Now you believe that God did it. You believe it? Just a moment. I see something else. A young woman seems to be standing near to you. It's your daughter. And yes, you was just fixing to go on a trip somewhere. You were going to visit her, and she's from Indiana, Richmond. Indiana is where she lives, and her husband is a minister. And she wrote you a letter, something telling you not to come because I was coming there. Is that right? You are healed. Go on your road. God bless you. Only believe. Have faith in God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Have faith and believe. God bless you, dear colored people, shouting. He's always ready to help as you believe, to help the people in need. Just a minute, lady, just a minute. I see the Holy Spirit standing in the corner. It's over a colored lady. and she's looking this way. She has been and she's praying. She has a growth, and that growth is in her throat. She's got a hand up. You accept your healing, lady? The lady sitting right behind you there, also she has a growth, and it's in her shoulder. Is that right, lady? Both of you stand on your feet right now, and the two ladies right there with a growth, two colored ladies, Jesus Christ healed you both. You can go home and be made well for God's glory. Your faith has healed you. God bless you. It's gone. Have faith in God. Do not disbelieve, but believe that all things are possible. My, what a faith bank in the building. It looks, you are certainly in the Spirit of the Lord now. Anything could happen now. How are you, lady? Do you believe me to be God's prophet? I mean, well, a prophet is a preacher. You don't accept me to be of the enemy. You accept me to be of God. Is that the way you accept it? Well, then I can help you. For he told me, if I would get the people to believe me and be sincere when I pray, that nothing would stand before the prayer. Now, not I help you. God helps. God does the healing. He said there will be two signs given to you, as was to the prophet Moses. In this the people will believe. And one of the signs was to reveal the secrets of the hearts of the people to them. Now, you are not here for yourself, although you are nervous and run down, but it's been caused by disease of this child. This child here is suffering. It's been given up by the doctors. It has leukemia. Is that right? You've brought a child from out of town. You have traveled coming from the west. You are coming from the mountains, from Pennsylvania, and your city is Chambersburg. Little sister, if the Lord Jesus would be here, he would lay his hands upon you and death would leave you. Do you believe that I am his servant? And then, Satan, come out of that child by the authority of God's Bible with a divine gift ministered by an angel. I adjure thee to leave that child. Come out from it. Amen. Do you believe that you will be made well? God bless you. Turn around and wave to the audience. God bless you. This little girl with such a tremendous faith. Do you believe me as his prophet, as his servant? Do you believe that God is near in his spirit? And this is which is now being done, if that is of the Lord Jesus. Not me, I'm just a man. If God will let me know what's wrong with you, as a vindication, I am his prophet standing here revealing the truth. As he said to the woman, go get your husband. She said, I have none. He said, you have five. She said, I see that you are a prophet. See, I perceive that you are a prophet. Now, that same spirit that was on that Son of God, he promised to send it back in the form of the Holy Ghost. Lord God, thou knowest. Heart trouble is something. Lord, you created the heart. You made the heart. I rebuke this demon power that's holding these people with heart trouble. May it come out of every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. You feel different now than you felt a long time, haven't you? Now, so the people will know there's a real dark spirit. You had a bad suffering. It's gone from you. You are healed. Everyone, with one accord, have faith. How do you do, sir? We are strangers, but the Lord Jesus knows both of us. Is that right? If God in heaven, who created the heavens and the earth, dwells in Jesus Christ, promised to return again in us, and what he had done, he would also. Do you believe me to be his prophet? The reason I say that, because the angel of the Lord told me, get the people to believe you. And if they won't believe you, then you will know the very secrets of the heart. And they will have to believe it then. You are here because of a good reason. You are a minister of the gospel yourself. You are not sick. Let us all stand up. Almighty God, I ask you that every demon power in this building will be broke by the power of Jesus Christ. Lord, weak, but we are not defeated. Satan, I adjure thee in the name of the Lord Jesus, come out of the people. Stand up, you crippled people, out of your wheelchairs. Give him praise, every one of you. Do the singers have a song now? Please come and sing it for the glory of the Lord. Just very, very tremendous, powerful. What God has done in our time. Praise and thanks be to him. Let us sing in the meantime, Only Believe, Only Believe.
Amen.
this we say Amen. And may really all who have not received a forgiveness yet, may all believe now with all their hearts, believing what the Lord said. And even your sins would be red as scarlet, they shall become whiter than the snow. Just as we read it, agreement to that what the prophet has prophesied, agreement to that what our Lord was then reading, and they agreed with him. Please agree with every word of God, every promise which the Lord has given. And then Hebrews 11 verse 1 comes also to fulfillment. Faith is a complete confidence, a substance. He knows God has done it, and so it must be. All who receive the Savior today, please believe it. And also those who are sick, if it is written, also in the prophet Isaiah 53, by his stripes we are healed. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our afflictions. The chastisement which should be upon you and me was laid upon him, so that we might be healed and finding peace with God. Receive it today. Accept it. Receive it by faith. Just as our Lord said then, today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Also that, what we have watched briefly, it's a part of that what God has promised. May I ask, how many have seen the film for the first time? Do we have some here? Please raise your hands. Not many. Most of us have seen it already. Very good. Then, of course, all right. Then we have seen it a second time, and are strengthened in the faith. Do you have another song?
Wir streiten Sinn zum Tag.
To this we say all Amen. And this faith God has given us by His grace. And for this faith we contend, as written in Jude verse 3. To the Lord our God be the thanks. Now just one more thought concerning the election. Because only by this we can believe. Just think of it. Just think for one moment. How many citizens are living in your country, in your city, in your street, and you are the only one who have been called out, who found grace in the sight of God. Who can speak with a neighbor today about faith? Only to whom God gives grace. He can only believe. And only he who believes can experience the power of God by His grace. Brothers and sisters, we have much reason to thank the Lord. Brother Schmidt comes now and will close us, close in prayer. Great God, we thank you. I thank you with all my brothers and my sisters who are present at this place and also those who are joining us online worldwide. We thank you that you have not spoken somewhere in a hiding place, but you revealed yourself, you revealed your word, you have given your word, and you have given grace. That some whom you have called out and those whom you have foreordained to receive it and believe it. Lord Jesus Christ, we can agree with everything what you said. Also those who agreed at your time. Those whom you have called out. Those who have heard your word at the time. Because the scripture was then fulfilled, but also today it's being fulfilled. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us grace to each one of us. Please abide with us. Abide with us. Bless each one, be it great or little, young or old. Lord Jesus, you alone are the one who can bless. You are the one who leads. You alone are leading to life. I thank you, Lord Jesus, and I thank you. Please be with us, Lord. Oh God, thank you. We thank you together for the past year, but we thank you also for this year which has just started. Please bless us. Inasmuch as you tarry, Lord, please let our ears hear and let our hearts receive so that your name might be glorified. Please, we pray for all the bearers of your word, where they are or who they are. But especially we pray for our brother. You have ordained him to give out the food. Please give instructions. Reveal thyself so that your name might be glorified. Amen. Praise, honor, and glory.